You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There's important cancer research to talk about today. Researchers at the University of Michigan Comprehensive Cancer Center have taken a big step forward in understanding how to craft precision treatments for advanced cancer, cancer that has metastasized or spread. Their study results were published in the journal Nature today. Dr. Arul Shanayan is the senior study author who directs the Michigan Center for Translational Pathology. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What is the question about metastatic cancer that you were seeking to figure out with this study?
So metastatic cancer is a version of cancer that spreads and actually leads to 90% of death due to cancer. So it's actually a very important sort of form of cancer to study. So one of the questions we really wanted to study was really what makes metastatic cancer different from primary cancer?
So exactly. So anyone who's been through this with with themselves or with a loved one, it starts in that primary site, but then as it spreads, you have these metastatic tumors. And you studied 500 patients with solid tumors.
Correct. 500 at 20 different tumor types. So we're, of course, studying how these cancers spread and metastasize from the organ that they originated in, whether it be breast cancer, prostate cancer, but really how it spreads to various sites.
And what's the end game? What would be the payoff for trying to figure this out?
I think the idea is this sort of comprehensive understanding of an individual patient's cancer. By understanding the molecular basis of that cancer, we then have a potential for matching them to the right clinical trials or approved agents, basically by understanding the origin of the disease.
So making a more effective and more targeted treatment.
Exactly. Moving towards precision medicine for cancer based on what's driving the disease and trying to match therapies appropriately.
So you're diving into the molecular and genetic landscape.
Exactly.
So the study was unique because you got fresh biopsies from the metastasized tumors of these patients and you sequenced both the DNA and the RNA. So I think we all need a quick biology class refresher, and I'm going to go back more years than I want to remember. Let's see if I've got it right. DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, it carries all the genetic instructions?
Correct.
And then RNA, ribonucleic acid, it's the messenger, right, that carries these instructions to the organism, in this case, a malignant tumor?
Perfect.
Hey, I remember something from my pre-med classes. And what is sequencing? What does it tell us?
So it allows us to know what the genetic code of the DNA and RNA is. So in this case, we're trying to identify what are the changes that have happened in the tumor relative to that patient's normal DNA. So that basically will then give us insight into what's driving that particular cancer patient's tumor.
So what instructions are being given to that metastasized tumor? Okay.
Exactly.
And so as you did these fresh biopsies and sequencing both DNA and RNA, and that's what made this study very special and more comprehensive, what did this analysis tell you?
So it told us certainly that that a lot of changes occur during the metastatic process from the primary disease, but it also told us that in 90% of cases, we could actually identify the key drivers of that cancer and what's actually contributing to that individual patient's cancer. And so that's going to be important as we think about clinical trials for individual patients and approved agents and so forth.
You saw, you got a lot of information about mutations in that metastatic tumor versus the primary tumor. And not all metastases are the same, are they?
Correct. And not all cancers are the same. Mm-hmm. That's actually the point of sort of precision medicine or precision oncology and basically tailoring treatments to basically the molecular basis of an individual patient.
And what are the different ways of behavior of these metastatic tumors?
Certainly, I think they can metastasize or spread to different organs. To certain types of cancer tend to go to the bone or to the lung, brain, and so forth. And based on that pattern, it can sort of cause different issues for individual patients.
And what makes them some more aggressive and some not as aggressive, perhaps some more slow?
No, that's actually the question that this study really unravels is because we are studying metastatic cancer. It is the most aggressive form of cancer. Once a patient has metastatic disease, it's generally very difficult to treat, and most patients will die of metastatic disease. And so that's actually the basis of the study, is really understanding the alterations that have occurred in the metastatic or aggressive cancer versus the early form of the disease, which is sort of primary cancer.
And in reading on what you did I get the idea that these metastatic tumors are very wily and very cagey, that when you have a treatment that's designed to kill them, Do they then mutate to kind of get ahead of the treatment?
Yes, and that's actually one of the points of the study is that we really need to basically sample cancer patients contemporaneously or sort of get a real-time biopsy of a patient because the tumor can be quite evasive and essentially create mutations around a particular drug, or as they become more aggressive, they can create new mutations that we need to basically be able to monitor.
Can science get ahead of that? These mutations and that drive to succeed that this tumor has?
I think certainly the ability to comprehensively assess a tumor allows us to really understand what the blueprint of that tumor is relative to that patient's normal genome. So I think a comprehensive understanding is important. And in terms of science, it's really developing new drugs against the various types of genes, mutations, and alterations that can occur in an individual cancer patient. So I think by understanding the various ways that a cancer develops and metastasizes, we have then the opportunity to know what the targets are, basically, to go after.
Dr. Shanayan, you know people that are, who are now battling cancer and those who love them pounce on research studies and news like this and wonder, what does it mean to me? Do you think of those patients and families as you're working in your lab?
Oh, definitely. I think that's really the driving passion for what we do in the laboratory and really keeps us going pretty much every day at work.
So what do you hope can come out of the work you've done in this study, that what you've learned about the genetic and molecular landscape of these tumors, what can that mean to someone who is facing cancer today?
Well, certainly today, I think there's certainly hope, but I think moving into the future, the idea would be a comprehensive assessment of the molecular landscape of an individual patient's tumor, that by understanding all of the different mutations, the combination of mutations that a particular patient has, and then matching them to the right combination treatment, that we then will hopefully reach sort of more durable responses for cancer patients.
And very much not one size fits all.
Exactly.
How long do you think it might take until that goal is achieved with the work you've done?
The field is moving very rapidly. So I believe, and with the maturation of these types of technologies of sequencing and analyzing the data, I'm very optimistic that in the next 5 to 10 years that we're really going to have an impact in terms of precision medicine and precision oncology. We're already having that in subsets of patients where they find a key molecular driver and match that to the right therapy. I think moving into the future is really understanding the combination of molecular drivers that an individual patient has and then matching them up with the combination of treatments that are appropriate for that particular patient.
Dr. Aril Shanayan is the senior author of this important study of metastatic cancer results published in Nature, and he directs the Michigan Center for Translational Pathology. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us, and we look forward to talking to you with the next big study and the next big breakthrough.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity.